Hi everyone, welcome back to the Just Go With It podcast. And if you're new here, welcome. My name is Jasmine. I am a certified life coach, content creator, and the host of this podcast where we talk about all things lifestyle, wellness, personal development, self-care, and pretty much everything in between. So let me set the vibe for you really quickly. I just did my skincare. I made my Sleepy Girl mocktail and we're having a little late night sesh tonight. I don't usually record my episodes this late in the evening, but this week we have an extra long to-do list and I'm not complaining because it's all things that I love and am passionate about, and for that I am grateful. But this week we are pushing through and doing what we need to do to get it done, but best believe it's getting done. So recently on my Instagram and TikTok, I started this new series called Diaries of a 20-something-year-old, where I've been sharing some of my lessons and reflections throughout my 20s. And in today's episode, I kind of want to keep the same theme by sharing the 5 things I wish I knew in my early 20s. And listen, I have a lot of things that I wish I knew in my early 20s, okay? A lot of things that I would have done differently, a lot of things that I had to learn the extremely hard way, but today we're focusing on my top 5 things. And just a little disclaimer before we get into today's episode, these things that I wish I knew, things that I wish that I did differently, are just personal to me. I'm not saying that everyone has to abide by these rules and live their life this way or believe in the things that I believe in or act in the way that I choose to carry myself in this world. This is just where I'm at in my journey and the person that I've become, and to each their own. So if I share things that I wish I knew and you are someone who does these things, I'm not passing any judgment at all whatsoever. These are just my personal experiences and how I choose to live my life. And if that doesn't resonate with you, that's completely fine. The beautiful thing about life is we can all choose to live it in our own way, in our own terms. And I believe we should, as long as we are not hurting anyone. Live your best life, live it well, live it authentically. I just wanted to share that little disclaimer because these are things that are just personal to me, but I'm sure some of you will relate to some of these things that I wish I knew in my early 20s. Before we get into that though, I do want to have a little chit chat with you guys, because there are a few things that have been on my mind that I want your feedback, your opinions on, because it involves you guys. One of the things that I have been thinking about is what I want to call our community. So you know how Taylor Swift fans call themselves Swifties, Beyonce fans call themselves the Bayhive, and I by no means am comparing myself to Taylor Swift or Beyonce. Okay, let's just get that out of the way. But even like the community that I'm a part of with Wild House Paper, if you guys know, you hear me talk about them all the time. I love them, love the community, love the founders and everything. The name for their community is Wild Women, and I just think that's so fitting and so beautiful. And I kind of am trying to figure out a similar name for our community that fits us. I know in the beginning when I kind of started out, I referred to the term glow girls a lot, and don't get me wrong, I still love that term. It has a special place in my heart. It means a lot to me, and I still stand by what it represents for me. But I feel like I've kind of outgrown that term because I feel like I'm a grown woman now, so the term glow girl just doesn't feel fitting for where I am in my life and where you guys are in your lives. Still holds a special place in my heart, but that doesn't feel right. So I've been trying to think about what I want to refer to our community as. So if you have any suggestions on names or a phrase that you think fits our vibe and what we stand for and what we value and what we talk about and everything, please send me a DM on Instagram. Let's chat, let's brainstorm, because I need help. I'm praying that the idea comes to me in divine timing, as most things do. But in the meantime, if you have any ideas, I would love to hear them. So please feel free to send me a DM. Second thing that's been on my mind, and I'm not saying it's going to happen anytime soon, but it's just been something that I've been thinking about. One of my goals for this year is to cultivate a stronger, tight-knit community with you guys and cultivate more connection. And I feel like I've been doing a good job at that myself with just trying to respond to every DM, reply to every comment, really like get to know you guys on a personal level. I still want to continue doing that, but what I would also love to do is connect you guys with one another as well. I feel like throughout my life, I've always played that role where I connect my friends with my other friends, and then they become friends, and then we all become friends. And I've always felt like I've been that connector in people's lives, and I love that about myself, and I want to utilize that gift with you guys by connecting connecting you all with one another. So I've been thinking about doing like a little group chat, you know, those group chat things that they have on Instagram. I don't remember what they're called, but they're like essentially a group chat or a members chat or something like that. Maybe do like a little book club, especially since I shared the book that I'm currently reading, You Will Find Your People, and I shared on my stories that it was on sale. So many of you guys ended up getting that book, and a few of you guys have DM'd me saying that you love the book. A few of you actually finished it like within that same week that you guys got it, and some of you suggested that I should do a book club. So I don't know exactly what I want to do. I'm thinking more of like a group chat style where we can like check in, and like every week when a new episode launches, like I can get your one-on-one feedback on it. You know how you would chat with your girlfriends, basically. And since I am trying to cultivate more connection and community, I feel like why not do that with you guys? I get so many DMs where people say, when I listen to your episodes, it feels like I'm listening to a girlfriend, or like I'm chatting with my friends. And that makes me so happy, because that is exactly how I want the podcast to feel. That is exactly how I want my content to feel when you're consuming it, whether it's watching a YouTube video, listening to a podcast, watching my stories. I want you guys to feel like you're literally catching up with a girlfriend. That has always been my goal from day one. And to know that that's what's being executed, and like the vibe that I'm giving off, makes me so happy. So of course I want to kind of add on to that vibe. And like, what would you do with your girlfriends? You guys would be in a group chat and things like that. So that's kind of the level of intimacy that I would love to have. The way that I shared, for example, I think it was 2 podcast episodes ago, how I updated you guys on the synchronicities that had happened throughout the last few weeks. I would love to be able to do that in real time through like a group chat situation, and like share things that are happening as they are happening versus like sharing them later on the podcast and like being able to get your real reaction in that moment. So I've been thinking about starting something like that on Instagram. And if that's something that you would be interested, not only to connect deeper with me and me with you, but also you being able to connect with like-minded women as well, let me know your thoughts on that. Again, I'm not saying that's happening anytime soon. These are just thoughts that have been on my mind, and I wanted to share them with you guys because it involves you guys as well. So of course I want your opinions, and to kind of keep you in the loop. And especially with my girls on the podcast specifically, I feel like if you listen to my podcast, we are like this, and you can't see what I'm doing right now because obviously you're listening to the podcast, but I'm crossing my fingers. But I know you get me, I get you. Anyways, that's all that's really been on my mind right now. Again, as a reminder, take what resonates in today's episode, leave what doesn't, and please know there is no judgment if you happen to do some of the things that I share that I no longer do, or things that I wish I knew sooner. But that is all I have to say. So without further ado, let's go ahead and get into today's episode. Does the craziness of everyday life leave you stressed and shedding? Or since having kids, have you started seeing a little more of your scalp? Well, when it comes to thinning hair, there are many root causes at play, and Nutrafol addresses them all through a multi-targeted whole body approach. If you haven't heard, Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. Everyone's root causes of hair thinning are different, so a one size fits all approach to hair growth doesn't cut it. Nutrafol has multiple formulas that are tailored to give your hair what it needs to grow throughout different stages, such as postpartum and menopause, as well as for different lifestyles, such as plant-based diets. I've talked about my hair thinning struggles in the past, and according to their wellness quiz that I took, a lot of it had to do with stress that I was dealing with at the time, as well as my lifestyle, and they sent me exactly what I needed. You can also take their hair wellness quiz on Nutrafol.com for a personalized hair health plan based on your specific root causes. With Nutrafol, building a hair growth routine is simple. You just purchase online, no prescription required, and you get free shipping and automated deliveries to ensure you'll never miss a day. Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off their first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter our promo code JSHAW. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol. Again, that's Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, and use our promo code JSHAH, spelled JSHAH, for $10 off your first month subscription. So like I said, these are my top five things I wish I knew in my early 20s. And the first thing that I wish I knew in my early 20s was to know my limits and stick to them. So this advice can be applied to pretty much everything in life, whether it's relationships, jobs, boundaries, whatever the case may be. But for me specifically, this applies with drinking. Listen, I love a good happy hour moment, drinks with the girls. I love a good little buzz that hits just right. In fact, this week, my only plans are to lay out on the beach and drink a margarita. But the act of getting drunk to the point where I have no control of myself and most likely will have a hangover the next day is not the vibe for me anymore. Okay, I've lived that life. I loved it then, but I'm just in a completely different phase of my life now. And I think the last time I got a decent buzz was on my birthday this year. But even then, I didn't have a hangover the next day. I was still fully aware of everything that was going on around me. And I love to go out. I love to have a good time. I love to unwind. I love to let my hair down and all of that. But what I don't like is the feeling of not being in control of my body, as well as having to deal with a hangover the next day. But I still like to be able to wake up the next morning feeling good and ready to go to my Pilates class. And now at my age, it takes me forever to recover, which is why I just can't do it. Like, I cannot get drunk. I love a good buzz, but I can't get drunk. I can't do hangovers anymore. And most importantly, I think for me, it's also a safety thing. I feel like when you're younger, life feels limitless and you don't really think about how dangerous it is to be a woman out in the world and to be vulnerable and of all of the dangers that are out there. And I thank God that nothing bad ever happened to me when I was in my party phase, when I would be drunk and blacked out. I'm so thankful that nothing ever happened to me. Now that I'm in my late 20s, I think about my safety constantly, even if I'm just headed out to the store in broad daylight. It's just too much for me. The anxiety, I can't do it. I don't like not being aware of my surroundings and what's going on. And also physically, I don't like feeling hungover the next day. I still like to be able to get things done, go to my Pilates class, work out, feel good. And like I said, it takes me entirely too long to recover. And this is something that I wish I knew in my early 20s because I feel like when I first started my party phase and everything, I did not know what my limits were, and I constantly went over my limits. And I feel like this is just something that you learn with age, and as you get to know yourself better and you kind of like figure out your boundaries. But I had no boundaries, okay? And it started very, very young, not something that I'm proud of, but it did. And I feel like that's why I kind of fell out of my party phase in my mid-20s, because I had started so young. And I was kind of over it at that point. But I feel like it's so important to know your limits. And like I said, this can be applied to anything in life. It's so important to know what your boundaries are, what you're comfortable with, what you're not comfortable with, what you can handle and tolerate, especially if you're testing the limits and the boundaries out in public around other people. Like, you just never know what can happen. Even if it's people that you think you can trust, at the end of the day, you never know what can happen, which is why the idea now is just so scary to me. And I can't believe I used to be so reckless. But like I said, I think honestly, this is just something that comes with age and being young, and everyone kind of goes through it and has to learn on their own. But if I could go back and tell my 21-year-old self anything, it would be like, girl, know your limits and don't overdo it, because bad things happen when you overdo it. So that would be one of the things that I wish I knew in my early 20s. The second thing I wish I knew in my early 20s was, when people show you who they are, believe them the first time, as the great Maya Angelou once said. And I fully stand by this. Now, this doesn't mean that I don't give people grace, I don't forgive when someone makes an honest mistake, or that I'm not willing to come to a resolution if there's a disagreement with someone that I love. Absolutely not. God knows there are times when I need so much grace, when I make mistakes. So it would be very hypocritical for me to say that. However, as someone who used to allow people to mistreat them over and over and over again after they've showed me exactly who they are, how they feel about me, I will never do that again. I know better now, and I had to learn the hard way. As someone who has always tried to see someone for their potential versus who they actually were, I've learned that lesson. So if I could tell my younger self anything, it would be, if someone tells you that they don't love you, believe them. If a friend shows you that they are inherently a selfish person, believe them. If a job gives you red flags from the jump, believe it. More times than not, people show you exactly who they are, what they're about, how they feel about you. And in the end, we only hurt ourselves by trying to convince ourselves of something that we know isn't true. The third thing that I wish I knew in my early 20s was, don't try to fit in or dim your light. I used to hate feeling like I was too much for people. I was too deep. I was too serious. I was too this or too that. And I would try to hide parts of myself in order to feel accepted, or like I wasn't standing out too much, or I wasn't being quote unquote too much. But now I realize that maybe I do think too deeply for some people. Maybe I am too uptight and not reckless enough for some people. And one thing that's helped me to stop trying to fit in or dim my light or change the way that I am has been shifting this belief that has made me really accept myself as I am. So for example, instead of thinking I'm too deep for people, I have shifted that into I'm just not a surface level type of girl and I don't do surface level type of relationships. Or the belief that I take life too seriously, I have switched that belief to I value my life enough to be mindful of the choices that I make and make sure I'm thinking twice about my actions. And aside from shifting these beliefs, another thing that's been super helpful in helping me accept myself for who I am has been removing myself from environments where I know being my authentic self won't be supported. And I really pay attention to how I feel around certain people. And if I notice myself kind of dimming myself or not feeling comfortable enough to be my authentic self, then I know that that's a sign for me that this is not my space. This is not for me. There's actually a quote that I saw on TikTok that described me so perfectly. And let me actually find it for you guys, because I feel like this just described how I am, who I am as a person, and I need to share it with you guys because I feel like some of you guys will resonate. I know I reposted it. Give me a sec. Okay, so the quote says, I am an extrovert when our energies align. I am an introvert when our energies don't align. It's not personal, it's vibrational. And I could never for the life of me describe how I feel more perfectly than this creator did. And it's so true. There are people that I've come across who have this idea of me of like being this super quiet person. They've made comments like, oh my gosh, you never talk, or oh my gosh, you're so shy, you're so reserved, you're so this, you're so that. And yes, I will say there is some truth to that. I am naturally a more reserved type of person. I like to observe before I just talk just to talk. I am an observer. I am an intuitive person. So yes, maybe I am more naturally reserved than some people. But whenever I would get these types of comments of people saying like, oh, you're so quiet, you're so this, you're so that, in my head, I've always thought like, actually, I'm not quiet. I actually have a personality. I actually have a lot to say. I just don't feel comfortable enough to be who I really am around you. And that doesn't mean like they were a bad person or anything like that. It just meant that our energies weren't aligned and I wasn't comfortable enough to be my authentic self. So whenever I do find myself around people or in spaces where I am being more reserved, I am being more quiet into myself, to me, that's a sign this isn't my space. I'm not comfortable enough, because the people who really know me, the people who I do feel comfortable around, who I feel safe around, they will tell you something completely differently. They will tell you that I'm opinionated and I'm funny and I have a personality and this and that. The people who have the opposite idea of me are people that I'm just not comfortable with. And when I read this post, I was like, this has always been how I felt, but I could never find the right words to say. And so if I could tell my early 20-year-old self anything, it would be the people that you find yourself not being your authentic self with are most likely people that are just not for you, and you don't feel comfortable around them for a reason. So trust that. Trust that and believe that, because there is a reason why your energies don't align. The next thing that I wish I knew in my early 20s, which is probably one of my favorites and something that I stand 10 toes down on, is don't allow anything to disrupt your peace. As someone who has worked really, really, really hard to have the level of peace that I have in my life now, I do not have any space, any time, any energy for anything but the peace in my life. When I tell you I have a peaceful life, I really mean that. To a person who's used to chaos and toxicity, my life might seem really boring to you because it is the complete opposite of chaos, but it wasn't always like this. But the level of peace that I have now is completely unmatched, and I refuse to allow anyone or anything to disrupt the peace that I've created for myself. So if someone leaves a negative comment on my social media pages, instantly deleted and blocked, and you will never cross my mind again. If someone crosses a firm boundary that I've set, they will never hear from me again. If I feel a friendship or relationship has become one-sided or unhealthy, even after communicating my concerns and nothing has changed, I will remove myself. Doesn't matter how much I love you, doesn't matter what you mean to me, I will remove myself. I have worked too hard for too long to be in this place in my life to let anything disrupt my peace. And of course, this comes after like communication and making sure that I'm being open and honest with the people I love. I'm not just cutting people off cold turkey because they took too long to text me back or anything like that. Especially when it comes to the people closest to me and the people that I love, I make sure there's clear communication first and foremost, because sometimes people don't know. Sometimes someone is not aware that you have a boundary if you haven't communicated it. And sometimes people don't know that they're hurting your feelings or that they're doing something wrong. So it's so important to communicate that. But if after I communicate clearly, and I would like to say I'm a very clear and direct communicator, sometimes a little too direct if you ask certain people in my life, but I communicate. If I'm feeling a certain way, thinking a certain thing, you're gonna know. And if even after I communicate how I feel and nothing changes, that's my cue to peace out. And I wish I could have told my younger self this, because the way that she allowed chaos to consume her life, and I don't blame her, I don't blame that version of me, but I just wish she knew earlier on, you don't have to be in this chaotic mess all the time. Life doesn't have to feel this way. It doesn't have to be this way. You deserve peace. And I know peace can feel boring for people that are used to chaos. But once you step into this level of peace, you will never want to leave. And you don't want anyone to take it away from you either. Now, the last thing that I wish I knew in my early 20s was to stop waiting. And what I mean by this is stop waiting for others, stop waiting for the perfect circumstances, stop waiting until you feel ready to live your life and to do the things that you want to do. There are so many things that I have done and that I still want to do that if I were to wait for someone else to join me, or I were to wait until I felt quote unquote ready, I would have never experienced half the things that I've experienced in life. Every time I've done something on my own or I've done it scared, I've always come out on the other side feeling so empowered and like I could take on anything and like anything is possible and I'm so much more confident in myself. And this is why I'm so big on solo dating, solo traveling. These are things that I wish I did in my early 20s, not only as an opportunity to get to know myself better, but also to show myself what I'm really capable of. So if you've been wanting to try a new hobby, maybe take a trip somewhere, but you've been wanting to have someone to do it with, or you're waiting until you feel ready, stop waiting. Stop waiting and go do that thing. Go book that trip, go start that business, go sign up for that Pilates class, go do the thing, stop waiting for your friend to get back to you, stop waiting for someone else to get their life together so they can go do this thing with you. Go do that thing, and whoever is meant to come along the journey, they'll catch up with you, or you'll meet people along the way. Now, I think I said that the last thing that I wish I knew was my last one, but I actually have one more. And this is probably one of the most important things that I wish I knew in my early 20s. Now, this is one of the things that I really, really, really wish I knew in my early 20s. But it's decentering men from my life. Now, when I talk about decentering men, this does not mean hating men, okay? It doesn't mean not having any men in your life, not wanting companionship or love or relationship. No. Decentering men from your life means your life is not revolved around men or a man. It's revolved around you and prioritizing you as it should be. And again, this isn't me hating men, bashing men. I know so many amazing men. I just wish in my early 20s, I did not prioritize a man, a relationship, needing validation from a man to feel good enough, worthy enough. I wish that most of my time in my early 20s was not centered around a guy liking me, wanting to get a guy's attention. Like, a lot of my time, my energy, my conversations, the things that I did, the way that I dressed, everything was because of a man at the end of the day. And listen, as a girly who's in a relationship who loves her man, okay, but I love myself more, and he knows that, and I know that, and I don't let him forget, I love you, but at the end of the day, I love me more. But also, I think it's important to love yourself more than you love any man. I don't care how good your man is. You need to love yourself more, and your life needs to be about you. Now, as someone in a relationship, this doesn't mean that I don't think about the way my actions or my decisions affect my partner. Of course, I feel like in any healthy relationship, you should take your partner into consideration. However, I don't allow my partner to be the defining factor in things that I want to do. And I think for me, once I started creating a life I loved for myself, I started focusing on my personal growth, hobbies, my career, my friendships, a man became so unimportant to me. And I feel like this really shows in the way that I like talk about my relationship, especially with friends or even on social media. You guys might notice that I don't really post a lot about my boyfriend, like maybe for a birthday or an anniversary here and there, or like a cute little moment, I'll post, you know, randomly. That's not because I don't love my partner or that I'm trying to be secretive or hide him or anything. It's truly because, one, for privacy reasons, because the internet can be weird, but also I have so many other things going on in my life that is just not like the main priority or focus that I want to talk about or share. Of course, it's a priority for me in my personal life because that's a personal relationship. But as far as like when I'm hanging out with friends and we're catching up or I'm getting to know someone, my relationship is probably not the first thing that I'm going to talk about. And if I do, it's like a very quick conversation or a very short topic of discussion, but it's because it's not the center of my world. And there are so many ways on beginning this journey of decentering men from your life. But once you do, you just feel so free of like needing male validation. You feel so good about yourself and your life. And some ways that I've learned how to decenter men from my life has been spending time getting to know myself, finding new hobbies, interests, setting goals for myself, working towards them, and just focusing on my own personal development. Becoming my own favorite project has probably been the best thing that's ever happened to me in terms of my self-worth, self-confidence, self-love, all the things. Another thing that has helped me to decenter men from my life is not lowering my standards for a man. If you know that you want to live a specific lifestyle or you have certain standards in how you want to be treated in a relationship, do not lower your standards just so you can have a man. I know, personally speaking, that there have been times in previous relationships where I would have rather lower my standards to have a man than to be alone. And now as a 28-year-old, I can say it is better to be alone than to be with someone who's not meeting your standards and who you have to lower your standards for. Do not lower your standards for a man. Another thing that's really been hard for me to do, but I've been working at it, is you don't have to honor their feelings more than yours. This might sound selfish, but I feel like as women, we have been ingrained to not take up space, to not rock the boat, to be polite, to be quiet, to be respectful, and all those things. And it's like, yes, that's a good thing in certain situations, but I also think it's important to not feel guilty for standing up for yourself or for putting yourself first. So for example, let's say there's a guy who's interested in you and he wants to take you out on a date, but you are not really interested in him. You know you're not interested in him, whether he's just not your type or he doesn't meet your standards, whatever. I feel like a lot of times women don't want to hurt a man's feelings, or they don't want to feel like a bad person, so they'll accept a date that they don't really want to go on in order to spare that man's feelings. And I feel like a big part of decentering men in your life is honoring your feelings over theirs, because at the end of the day, the only person who suffers is the person who's not honoring their feelings. And if you don't like someone, you are not obligated to give them your time, your energy. And there have been so many times where I know that I've accepted like dates or I've entertained people because I felt bad and I didn't want to hurt their feelings. But it's like, why do I have to suffer because I don't want to hurt someone's feelings? Like, I can say, hey, think you're a cool guy, but not interested, and not waste my time. So that's been a big one and something that I'm still working on now. Another thing that's been really helpful for me to decenter men in my life has been to fix my circle and make sure that I am aligned with other women who also do not center men in their lives as well, because you are the company that you keep. And if you are on this journey of trying to decenter men in your life, but you have a friend who's constantly talking about a man, who only feels validation when a man is giving them attention, who is only happy when they're in a relationship, and they treat you like a placeholder when they're single, but as soon as they get in a relationship, they ghost you, absolutely not. So now that I've kind of started this journey of decentering men in my life, I am starting to recognize that I am outgrowing certain friendships because they still center a man in their life, and a man dictates their happiness, it dictates their worth, it dictates how they feel, and I get it, I really do, because I've been that person, but I'm not trying to be that person anymore, so I can't be around women who center men in their life. And the last thing that I will say when it comes to decentering men from your life is do not stop your life and your goals for a man. For example, let's say you really want to finish school and begin your career, but a man wants to start a family and wants you to be a stay-at-home mom. Listen, everyone wants different things in life, and that's totally fine. Make sure you're choosing what you want and not what a man wants for you. I have heard way too many horror stories of a woman giving up her career, giving up the life that she wanted to be with a man, only for that man to then cheat on her, leave her, and now she is a woman filled with regret because she allowed a man to dictate her life and her goals. Too many horror stories. I refuse to let a man be the dictator of my life, my goals, or like be the reason why I do something or don't do something, especially if it's not something that I truly want for myself. And that's exactly what I would tell my younger self if I could go back. So these are just some of the things that I wish I knew in my early 20s. I know some of these are pretty deep, and I would love to hear like what has been the advice that you wish you would give yourself if you could go back and tell your 20-year-old self anything. And I feel like with a lot of these things that we learn, it all comes with time, with age, with experience, and sometimes we have to go through things and experience certain situations in order to realize what we want, what we don't want, what we deserve. And sometimes it's difficult situations, it's painful situations, but it all serves its purpose. And sometimes we just need to go through it first in order to come out wiser, stronger. And I genuinely feel like that's what my 20s has been. I had to go through those things to be the person, the woman that I am today. And I very much like who she is. But anyways, my loves, this Sleepy Girl mocktail is kicking in. I am feeling her, which means it is time for me to go to bed. I really hope that you enjoyed this episode. I would love to hear what was your favorite piece of advice that you took away from this episode. Feel free to send me a DM if you want to continue the conversation, or if you have a suggestion for what we should call our community, send me a DM talking about that as well. That is really all I have to say for today's episode. As always, until next time, remember to just glow with it.